Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Ah, the holidays. A time filled with joy, laughter, and a whole lot of family. And while we may not always agree on everything when we get together, the one thing we can agree on is the conversation-stopping power of Mom's Herb Seasoned Rib Roast. Together, we bring more. Start your holiday season at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 30th through January 11th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, offering something for everyone's operation. Don't forget to stop by on January 4th or 5th for a Cattlemen's Luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit CattlemansCongress.com.
Today's the day a rule will go final from APHIS, the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service of USDA, that will permit the importation of fresh beef from Paraguay into the United States. And there's secretaries of agriculture from multiple states, Texas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, among others, are saying, we shouldn't be doing this. Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur adding her signature to the letter, urging U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to pause this implementation of the rule that allow the importation of beef from Paraguay. What's the deal with Paraguay? Kent Backus, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, explains what's led up to this possible rule going final.
Paraguay has a history of foot and mouth disease. And even, you know, they've had a case in 2012. They've had other cases before that. And so that's a big concern that, you know, an FMD outbreak here would be devastating to the U.S. herd. Well, when they went through the process, APHIS did two in-country visits, one in 2008, one in 2014. And, you know, they from that information, they then conducted what's referred to as a risk assessment. And they reviewed those in-country visits and determined that they thought that Paraguay was a low enough risk that it shouldn't be a problem and that they should be given access.
The state secretaries of agriculture point to those USDA visits by APHIS into Paraguay, those visits way back December 2008 and July 2014. They say the information relied on to make this assessment is outdated and add U.S. should not open our markets to potentially unsafe actors and jeopardize the herd health until a more up-to-date risk assessment is conducted. Quite a day yesterday for the dairy industry on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. Whole milk was the subject as the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act was overwhelmingly passed by the full U.S. House. G.T. Thompson, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, was leading the charge for this measure, and he indicates on social media, for too long, milk has been unfairly demonized. Today, the U.S. House overwhelmingly passed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. I look forward to restoring access to these nutritious beverages in schools across the country. On the calendar, it's now open for registration early 2024. It's the 28th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference that will be held 22nd to the 24th of January in Wichita, Kansas. Early bird registration now open till the 5th of January. Details at notill.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.